Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show weekly podcast, presented by Allen Music Shop. Co-hosts Tim Batts and 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year Josh Williams will talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview folks in the industry, and give you lighthearted stories and music tips along the way. Now, here's Tim and Josh.
Welcome to Hello. The Hometown Bluegrass Show. I am Tim Batts.
Yes, you are. All day You're long. Every bit of it.
Minus a toe.
Oh, sorry about that. And I am Josh Williams.
Exactly. And Josh Williams just dropped a big old iPhone on my toe.
Man, I am so sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I got nine more. I'll be good. Should be able to walk again.
You know, my dad only had nine toes.
He did?
He did.
He was
for
born
real.
That way?
No.
Oh.
No. He had his big toe on his right foot cut off when he was about 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure enough, he got on the back of his cousin, was riding a bicycle, and it was one of them banana seat bicycles. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
Swing.
So dad hopped on the back of that, but he was in sandals.
Oh, man.
And he got his toe caught between the chain and the sprocket,
oh,
you know?
Oh, my God.
And it just right off.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. And they, of course, they rushed him to the hospital, and grabbed that toe and all that. They didn't have the toe at first, so they I think it was Reg or my uncle Reg or somebody went back to find it, and my uncle Stan, my uncles were much older than my dad. They were 15 and 12 years older than my dad was. So my uncle Stan was already driving and all that kind of stuff by this point. So whatever age that would have made dad, and they went and found that toe. And brought it back up and gave it to Stan to take inside. And my Uncle Stan looked at it and threw it off in the field. Just threw it away.
Oh my gosh.
So my dad, yeah, that was, it kept him out of the military.
Wow.
Well, yeah, now they that said it affected his balance.
Now that we've grossed you out on the beginning of this.
Well, I apologize, but no. I mean, that's the truth. That's the absolute truth right there. That really happened.
That's an interesting story.
Yep. My dad had no big toe on the right foot.
Well, we are entering our 35th episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
My, how the time has flown.
We are so thankful that you've joined us and that you're a part of that. We'd love for you to like and share the podcast with all your friends and leave us a review or and subscribe to it. It really helps us out.
Absolutely.
And we do appreciate it very much. So we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk a little. We're coming off the week right after 2024 IBMA. And, of course, we've got.
yeah, the big award show was Thursday night.
Yeah.
A lot of cool things happened.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about that real quick. First of all, I do want to. Josh and I want to send out all of our prayers and condolences to everyone in Western North Carolina and
East Tennessee
and some Eastern Kentucky, South yep. Carolina, I think a little as well. It's just the Hurricane Helene has just caused devastation in that area, and it's a sad situation.
Yeah, they said that the, and I forget which river it was, but it was higher than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, it's a sad thing. We have so many friends and colleagues and people in the bluegrass world that live in that area, and I've reached out to Dave Atkins today. They're safe. I text Darren Nicholson. They're good. Of course, Haywood County is not good at all. That's home to Balsam Range and all those guys. And,
yeah, we need to get in touch with them to make sure they're okay.
Well, I saw they posted on Facebook just a little bit before you got here that said all the band members in Balsam Range are all safe and good, but just not, you know, the county's just devastated.
Yeah.
So
I also know that John Holder, who is a sound man extraordinaire who does a lot of the festivals, he does Blue Ridge Sound. Mm-hmm. I know that he's apparently probably lost all of his equipment because everything that he had stored was under 8 feet of water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well,
stage, so sound equipment, lighting, everything. Mm. So we'll send our prayers out to him, too.
Yeah, so many losses and so many people still missing. And it's just a bad time. So just please remember all those folks from Hurricane Helene that's been affected by that.
And a friend of mine over in East Kentucky, I was talking to her. Her mother was hit head on, I guess on Saturday night, by a truck or something. So she's in the hospital. Anyway, that's the mother of LaShawn Litton. I know we want to say some prayers for her because I know the last time I talked to her, that they were keeping her mom sedated and stuff. Like, it's big deal.
Oh, man.
Big deal. So we'll be sending our prayers out to LaShawn Litton and her family, and hope everything works out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, on a lighter note, IBMA, well, you played, before we get into that, I think you played Vinegrove. How was Vinegrove?
I did not know I was going to play Vinegrove.
It was kind of a sudden thing, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. I ended up going up there, and I played mandolin with Jake Eddy.
Oh, okay.
Jake Eddy is a monster.
Guitar player?
Oh, my gosh. He is an absolute monster.
That's cool.
And he's got an old herringbone that sounds good, probably a early 40s, because it had the plastic buttons on it, you know, on the tuners. But that thing is a beast.
Wow.
And he has full control over it, let me tell you. Golly. It was a lot of fun, though, man. It was fun to do that.
Well, they moved it because of the weather into the gym,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. They moved into the gym there at the high school, and that was rough.
Yeah.
It was hard to play in a gym.
Yeah.
Just that's because
a sound
of
man's
the
nightmare.
Yeah, it is. And bless those guys' hearts. I've seen them a million times. I can't think of their names of the company that actually did the sound there, but those guys worked really hard, and they should. You know, we should show appreciation for that because that's something that could go really south really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a feedback nightmare for sure. But, last year for IBMA in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm, I guess a little excited that it's moving a little closer to us, here in Western Kentucky, going to Chattanooga, Tennessee next year. So it's less than half the distance as it is to Raleigh, but I'm sure there's people with mixed emotions about that for sure, but I never got a chance to go to IBMA at Raleigh. I used to go every year when it was in Nashville. Of course, that's just a couple hours away from us. But,
Raleigh was cool. I'm anxious to see next year what that's going to be like, you know, moving it to Chattanooga.
I hope the city embraces it like Raleigh did. Raleigh seemed to just totally engulf it.
Yeah, they really did. But the only thing that made it kind of difficult, I thought, was, you know, I mean, it did basically turn the whole downtown area into, you know,
big festival.
The festival.
Yeah.
I mean, but you had so many stages at so many locations, and that gets a little rough, you know.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. when you look at the schedule, and I considered going this year, but I just couldn't pull it off. But yeah, just I'm wondering, and I've heard other people talk about it, just keeping up with who was where and how to get there.
I do know that there were some people talking about our podcast there. I was informed about that, so that's very
really?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a text from Ashley Graham, who we had on our show recently. She played a showcase out there. She texted me and said some woman stopped her in the hall and said, "Hey, you're Ashley Graham." She said, "Yes," and she said, "I heard about you on Tim and Josh's show." That's what she said.
You know what? That's not a bad name.
Yeah, exactly. And so I thought that was so cool.
Yes, that is awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, we're getting out, hopefully. So that's cool. But yeah, excited about being in Chattanooga. But I'm sure the Raleigh, North Carolina folks are sad to see him go. It was just a bad time for that storm, too, to hit.
Oh,
people
yeah.
trying to make it home and everything. It was just a bad situation, but lots of great awards handed out this year. Entertainer of the Year, the Dale McCurry Band,
and I believe they have the most number of wins on that particular award.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Of course, Vocal Group of the Year, no surprise there. Authentic Unlimited, definitely.
Congratulations to those
great
guys,
bunch
man.
Of guys for sure. And speaking of the McCurries, the Traveling McCurries won Instrumental Group of the Year. So.
As they should have.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And they got Cody Kilby in the band there with them, the Guitar Player of the Year.
Yeah.
I was very happy about that.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Cody and I grew up together playing the contests against each other.
That's cool.
And for people that are wondering, yeah, he usually won.
Oh, whatever.
He did, promise.
But I think Danny Paisley, to me, was a little bit of a shock for Male Vocalist of the Year. I don't know if he was for you.
Really?
But yeah.
Well, I mean, he's won it several times.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people that embrace that older sound like what he's got, you know. I mean, I think he and
Dale won it last
Dale
year.
Are similar, you know, in a lot of ways, but very different in others. But, you know, they just had that old-time sound of their voice, you know.
Yeah.
But female vocalist of the year, I was extremely happy about.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
Yep, our own Jaylee Roberts.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. You kind of watched her grow up.
I did, yeah. I was at their house one time because Andrea is like a big sister to me. Always has been, you know. And I was at her and Danny's house one night. I was spending the night over there.
Her parents.
Yeah, and she came... She came in the living room and hopped in my lap, and she was butt naked. And it freaked me out, you know.
Andrea told me that story.
That's a true story. That happened.
That's funny.
They still laugh about it. Mandolin player of the year is old Jesse Brock. Happy about that.
Yep.
And our own Vicky Vaughn from right in Marshall County, Kentucky.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah. She's bass player of the year. That is just awesome.
Yep. I know. I knew you'd be tickled about that.
Very, yes.
Yeah. She played at the Kentucky Opry quite a bit, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up there in Marshall County.
I actually, when I was in the first or second grade, I can't remember how old I was, but I remember when Vicky was born.
Are you serious?
I was friends with her older brother, Jake.
Oh.
He and I have known each other since preschool.
Wow.
Jake and I was over at their house right after she was born, just, you know, spending the night hanging out with Jake and stuff. And, I remember getting to hold her for a brief minute, and I was just a kid too, you know, but I mean, it was just, it's very weird.
Yeah, no doubt. That is. That's crazy.
But congratulations to her. Yeah. That's just great.
Yeah, I personally was happy to see Song of the Year was Fall in Tennessee. I just love that song, and, definitely one of my favorites.
It is a good song.
Unlimited. John Metter wrote that with Bob Minter, and of course sings the lead vocal on that. And so it's a great song.
I'm a big fan of Bob Minter.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah, great songwriter too.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Lots of
and
great
congrats
ones.
To Ashby Frank. I want to mention that one as well. Because he re-recorded Knee Deep in Bluegrass, which was Terry Baucom's instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up getting Instrumental Recording of the Year.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's very cool. Congrats to them.
Well, this first time I ever seen a tie in a category with the Music Video of the Year, Fall in Tennessee, which was Song of the Year, and tied with Alberta Bound, the Special C. I saw
Special C.
Greg
Congrats.
Cahill on the award show video, and he, man, he was decked out in that suit. Boy.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you something, man. I always pick on Cahill a lot, but dude is a snazzy dresser,
he
man.
He is, boy.
He can really do it.
Yeah.
It he's a classy guy.
Yeah.
You ask him, he'll tell you. You know, he's like, hey, God, I'm a classy guy. Hey there.
Oh, man, that's funny. So funny.
Well, congrats, Greg.
Yes, congratulations. We love you. To all the winners, and it was a great year for bluegrass music, and Spigma coming up here in January of next year, just a few months in Nashville, and just going to get on with another great year coming up soon, so excited about what bluegrass music has got going on. Lots of great young pickers and singers, and definitely a lot of pickers for sure.
My gosh.
Lots of them picking up these guitars and instruments, playing like crazy when they're like 6 years old. Makes me sick.
Learn to sing, kids.
Yeah.
We need singers.
We need some singers too, for sure. But anyway.
So that's very cool.
It is very cool. Well, anything else you know about going on?
We should talk about the folks that were inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm holding the newest Bluegrass Unlimited here, and it's got the Grascals on the cover because they're celebrating 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, they had a mention in here about that, and the class of 2024 was Alan Mundy, amazing banjo player. When I was a kid, I met Alan. I think it was one of the first years I was at IBMA, maybe the second year, third year, something like that. But anyway, I was sitting at the Deering booth playing banjo and stuff, and he came over and sat down with me, and you know, he's like, "Can you play all of that and you know that you know in one I can't remember how exactly he said. I think I was playing Shuck in the Corn or something, and he's like, can you play everything you know in one you know, break or whatever? And I said, probably not. He said, then why the hell are you trying?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah, it was great, man. And I sat there, and I got a lesson from Alan Mundy, and it was awesome.
That's cool.
Dude is a great man, a great player. Congratulations to him. Miss Katie Daly from WAMU, I think. Is that where she's from?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember if that's what it is. I'll have to look. But anyway, she has been on the radio for many, many years, and she is just an amazing person. And congratulations to her. And then, of course, Dr. Flux.
The man.
Yes.
The goat.
Jerry Douglas. So, congrats, Jerry. You are a living legend, sir.
That's for sure. The Dobro Goat.
That's right.
For sure. Well, lots of great stuff happening. We appreciate you being a part. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a listener question that was sent in for Josh. And we're going to get a guitar lesson and learn how to play something on the guitar. And we're going to talk to Mr. Steve Bruce coming up here soon, Mr. Banjo Preacher Man Extraordinaire from Tennessee. We're going to talk to Steve Bruce, the banjo man, find out what's going on with him, and we will have some more fun
when
we come back.
I'm all about it.
Allen Music, located in historic downtown Paducah, Kentucky, is your source for fine guitars and all types of acoustic instruments. At Allen Music, we are experienced and enthusiastic players of everything we offer. Allen Music is family-owned and has been serving musicians since 1976. So stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Allen Music, 215 Kentucky Avenue, downtown Paducah, or check them out online at allenmusicshop.com.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
All right, thanks so much to our great sponsors that help keep bluegrass music alive and well, especially our presenting sponsor, AllenMusicShop.com. And we appreciate all that they do for us and bluegrass music. If you're ever downtown Paducah, Kentucky, be sure and check them out. I did want to mention, too, we talked about the Grascals' 20-year anniversary. They're going to be at our festival this weekend, Saturday, October the 5th.
Yes.
At Memorial Park in Calvert City, Kentucky. That's right around Kentucky Dam, the north end of Kentucky Lake. And it's called the River Folk Fest. We've got some great artists going to be there. We've got the River Dust Duo. We've got the Fifth Degree. And we've got the Dalton Harper Band. And the Grascals will close us out.
What is the Fifth Degree? I've heard of the first and the second and the third degrees.
I don't know. It's the Jason McKendry special is all I know.
Huh.
I don't know what that name came from. I'm not sure.
Well, I know there's five of them.
There is five of them, so maybe that's where they got it from.
Is there five of them or is there six of them?
I'm not sure. I'll have to wait to Saturday.
They should be like, I remember one year I saw the Fairfield Four and there was like six of them.
That's funny.
Yeah, it happened. It's true.
I think the Kingsman Quartet has like eight people in it.
Yeah, Tim was talking about that. Yeah,
exactly. But we do, before you get to playing, we got a quick question here. Mr. Dwayne Hess, our good buddy, has a Bluegrass Gospel show. Sent me a text and he said, I have a question for Josh for your podcast, please.
What you got?
If he could play with any of the greats and someone that's not active that he's never played with before, who would it be?
Not active.
Right.
Do they are they alive or dead?
He didn't say. if he could play with any of the greats, who would it be and why? And it can't be an active player that he's played with before.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right. Honestly, if I could play with anybody, I think it would be Lester Flatt. Because I've always heard, when I was in the Rhonda's band the first time, I was there with Kenny Ingram. And Kenny Ingram played banjo for Lester for a while. And he said that he was the coolest.
Oh, really?
All the time. It didn't matter where he was. He's one of those kind of like Tony in a sense where he was a star. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he took control of a room when he walked in it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he just, some of the stories that they told and stuff, how they'd cut up on the bus and all that kind of stuff. I always thought Lester was the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also grew up as a banjo player, so Flatt and Scruggs was my stuff. You know what I mean? That's what I grew up on. I wanted to play just like Earl.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, you know, for the most part. But, I learned to play that style. Mm-hmm. Whereas some other people might play Stanley style or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
or Don Reno. But I just always thought Lester was the coolest.
Oh, that's cool.
And I always thought it was extremely ironic how older he got, the more to his name he lived up, because
mm-hmm.
he got to where he would sing flat. So and it wasn't bad. It was, but there were some things where he would sing kind of flat on it, you know, and that's just ironic because of his last name.
Yeah. Pickett Earl, here he comes, Lester and his old G run.
That's not right. It would be. That's Lester's G run there.
Just three notes.
Yeah.
Diddling. I can do that G run.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good, good, good. Well, what are you going to learn us about today?
Well, shoot, I don't know. I wish somebody would have asked about that.
Well, I know. We don't always get people sending in requests. We'd love it if you would. Check us out on Facebook, Hometown Bluegrass Show. We'd love to hear what you would like to hear or learn about, what you'd like to hear Josh play. So,
well, since we're talking about Lester, I can sing "Tonight I'm Alone Without You, My Dear. It seems there's a longing for you still, but I just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. I hope you are happy tonight as you are, for in my heart there's a longing for you still. But all I have to do is sit alone and cry in my little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. And when you have come to the end of your way and found there's no more happiness for you,
Just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Letting that note ring out.
Did you catch that last chorus, by the way?
I did.
I guess when I do that, I have to give a shout out to Lorraine Jordan, because I said, just listen to Lorraine beat on my window pane.
I didn't catch that part.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever played at her place?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I know it's Lorraine's Coffee Shop or something like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that exactly located?
It's outside of Raleigh. I know
I knew it was close to
that. Yeah.
I hope they're all right. I don't know.
I think so, I mean, that's pretty Eastern, so I think they're probably okay.
That's good.
She's over there. She and Steve, Big Man, live out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve Dealy.
Gotcha, yeah. I knew she had a lot of people played over there a lot, and I know last week they had a bunch of people play there, obviously in Raleigh, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Well, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Channeling your
inner Lester for
that. I was wondering if you were going to bust into that.
Let us say it's a... No, I can't do it very good.
That's pretty good.
Let us say a special, great big howdy to you. Welcome to Martha White's Grand Ole Opry Show.
Sure, you got to do that little lisp, man.
He always talked out of the side of his mouth.
That's funny.
It was funny to watch him and Curly Seckler get up, you know, on the Martha White show, they'd share the mic together, you know, and one'd be singing out of one side of their mouth and Curly be singing out of the other.
if they got on the right sides of each other, they'd be in stereo.
It did. It was funny. It was funny to watch, you know.
That's hilarious. Oh, cool. All right. Well, good job, buddy. I appreciate it. And
Man.
Awesome as usual.
Well, thank
you. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Steve Bruce. So y'all hang with us. We'll be right back.
That's right.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Discover the hidden gems of Kentucky's Great River Road, winding through Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton counties along the mighty Mississippi River. From breathtaking river views to charming small towns, this scenic byway offers adventure at every turn. Explore rich history, savor local flavors, and enjoy outdoor activities like hiking, fishing, and wildlife watching. Kentucky's Great River Road, where the beauty of the Mississippi meets the heart of small town Kentucky. Come for the journey, stay for the experience. Plan your trip today at KYGRRO.com.
Ohio's award-winning bluegrass event is the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival, and tickets are available now. This is Joe Mullins inviting you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 7th, 8th, and 9th, to the Roberts Convention Center, Wilmington, Ohio. Don't miss Grand Ole Opry star Rhonda Vincent, the seldom seen, Bluegrass Hall of Fame member Larry Sparks, Balsam Range, and a dozen other top bands and artists. The complete schedule and ticket options are at industrialstrengthbluegrass.com. The Radio Ramblers perform each day, too, as your host for the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival. The Roberts Center is between Columbus and Cincinnati, right beside I-71 in Ohio. Those 16 and under are admitted free. RV parking and campsites are available, and quality hotels are nearby. See you in November at Ohio's biggest bluegrass event. Check it out today at industrialstrengthbluegrass.com. Sponsored by Tourism Ohio, the heart of it all at ohio.org.
Welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Josh coming off his big Lester Flatt imitation there.
Oh, I love Lester, man. Not a very good imitation, but I love Lester.
Hey, it was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Oh, Lester.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
down. That's right. Got to whistle.
There it is.
Whistle your S's. That's right. Exactly.
Tom T did that a lot too. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, he would do it so bad it would like catch you off guard, you know, and hurt your ears.
Yeah.
Hurt your ears sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I wanted to come back and say something. My former boss, and I love getting to hear every time somebody introduces her, they say, you know, the star of the Grand Ole Opry, Rhonda Vincent. I love that. That's somebody, just makes me smile every time I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, she has a new record out. If y'all haven't seen this or heard it, you need to get it. It's a great album. She's got a lot of guests on there with her, including, you know, Dolly Parton and... What's that one fella's name? Cody Johnson. That's what it is.
Yeah, that real famous country
singer. Yeah, the big hot guy right now, you know. Anyway, sorry about that, Cody. Anyway, so cool.
There goes our chance of ever getting Cody Johnson.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. But anyway, and she's got Miss Dolly Parton on there with her. Cody and Dolly are with her on Country Roads, and it's amazing.
I have heard that's really good.
It's amazing. So she's got a how many minute long version of Wagon Wheel, my favorite
Seven
song.
7 minutes.
Yeah. But she's got Alison Krauss singing it with her. And
that's the only saving grace.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I noticed in that one song, in the one part of that song, she doesn't say anything about take a nice long toke.
No, she doesn't.
She says tell a nice long joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good job on fixing that one, Rhonda.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great album. It's called Destinations and Fun Places. So if you guys get an opportunity, check out Grand Ole Opry star Rhonda Vincent and her new album, Destinations and Fun Places. You will not regret it.
That's right. About time to have her on again soon.
Yes, that's right.
For sure. Well, speaking of having on, we've got the famous banjo player from Tennessee, Mr. Steve Bruce, on the line. How are you, buddy?
I don't know how famous I am, but I'm glad to be on with you guys tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yes, sir, man.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, I want to introduce the folks to you. You've got lots of great music. And I guess I want to start by saying, I think you and I became acquaintances on social media, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So I had been seeing your stuff on there, and when I started, before the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast, I had the Hometown Bluegrass Show radio show on a local classic country station here in Paducah, Kentucky area. And that started over a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago, I guess now. And, I was listening to your album that had come out. It had just come out in 2022.
What
I know now. And
yes.
I was listening to it, and the second track on that song, The Higher Life, I just fell in love with immediately, and I was like, oh my gosh, that has to be my theme song for my radio show. And I think I sent you a message, and you graciously said, sure, go ahead. So it plays every time my show comes on. So.
And it plays on this one, too, whenever I think it plays behind Allen Music.
Yes, our presenting sponsor, Allen Music Shop.
.com.
it's in that commercial as well, so they've been our sponsor since the beginning, so...
Well, I'm honored that you chose that as a theme song because, hey, man, anytime you can hear your music played by good people like you guys, that's a big deal. So I'm thankful for that.
Oh, well, we're thankful for you, man. You got some good stuff, and even a new album that's just come out recently. Tell us about what you got going on. So is your family band, is that what you're doing mostly, or are you doing solo stuff or what?
Yes, it's first off, let me say something real quick.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I want to say that we're thinking about and praying for all the people that's been affected by the hurricane damage, wherever they are in the Southeast, because there's been so much damage, so many lives lost. And we just want to say God bless them all, and we're praying for them, and that we want God to touch them and help them. So I just wanted to throw that in before we did anything else.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I actually heard today that there is over 1,000 people unaccounted for.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
we have to really believe and pray that they're going to be okay, and that they're going to be found, and hopefully the best outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier before we got you on the phone. That just the same thing. It's just been heartbreaking. So
yeah. Well, let's get back on the topic, because I know that we're talking about our new album, and I'm really excited about it because it is my family band. My son Andrew is a great picker. He's a guitar player. He can play anything. Not as good as Josh, but he's pretty good. And he helped me with the instrumental album. He played bass. He played dobro. He played the guitar on that album. And I'd written those instrumental songs over a period of time and wanted to get them out. And we got some good pickers to help us with it. We got Glenn Duncan to play fiddle.
All
and
right.
We had Ron Stewart to play mandolin on that project. So
that's awesome.
We got some good players. Yeah, and they did a great job. They really did. But, you know, we always wanted to do a vocal album, too. And my son is a worship pastor at our church, and my daughter is a worship pastor also at the church. And I have a granddaughter. My daughter's daughter is a classically trained violinist. She plays with the Knoxville Youth Symphony Orchestra. We're in the Knoxville area. So she has to take a step down to play with me, but that's okay. She does a really good job. So my daughter's husband is a bass player at the church. So we just kind of got our own little band together, yeah. And they all sing well. And we thought we would put out some songs from our past, some songs from that we had just written, and get them out there and let people start hearing what we can do. And a lot of the songs we do were written by my dad years and years ago. And it's kind of a legacy deal. And that's kind of the reason why we named the project the way we did, because yeah. It is a family tradition. And that's kind of where we came from. My dad was a player, a preacher, a singer, and a songwriter. And we wanted to continue that legacy. So we are a ministry and music tradition family. And that's kind of where we're at right now with this group.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so awesome, man. Because you're the pastor right. of this church, right? Where they, where all the rest of them go there. You're the senior pastor.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, my dad was my pastor growing up, and I received a call into ministry in my life, and I followed him at the church that he pastored. Now my son is my assistant pastor, and so I guess if God just continues the trend, he'll become the pastor when I step down. So it's a blessing, and we're thankful. You know, we really are.
That's cool. Well, what church is it, and where is it located?
We're in La Follette, Tennessee, which is about 40 minutes north of Knoxville, and our church is called Faithway Assembly of God.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's La Follette. That's over there where the Isaacs used to live.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
You know your history. That's correct.
I've been through there when the bus was broke down.
I've been friends with the Isaacs, by the way.
Yeah, they're great folks, ain't they?
They really are. They're the real deal.
They truly are. You know, I've known them for a long time, and they've always been the sweetest and nicest, and got to do a lot of work over the years with Ben, so that's really cool. You know, they're great
folks.
Yeah,
that's awesome. They really are, and they're people of prayer. I know that they pray for their friends and for other groups, and thankful to have them as friends. John Bowman actually played in a group called New Harvest that I played in for several years, and he played with us before he went to J.D. Crow and the New South. So yeah. We kind of have a connection with the Isaacs.
You mean you got dumped for J.D. Crow?
Can you believe that?
That is just unbelievable.
He's just jumping from banjo player to banjo player, ain't he?
Well, you know,
hey, if you're gonna
go from me to JD, I'd say go for it. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say, if I was gonna get dumped for another banjo player, I'd say JD Crow. I'd be proud of that.
On my
latest, too bad, can I?
That's right. On my latest record, John Bowman's singing the majority of the tenor on it. Yeah. He's an amazing singer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great singer, great player. He really is. And a great guy.
Yeah.
All the
way
around.
Oh, man, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a wonderful Christian.
Absolutely right.
As well. So, well, that's great. So did you grow up and playing? You said your dad wrote a lot of songs when you were younger. So I guess you grew up around it.
Well, let me tell you, my dad, we're from East Tennessee, the mountains of East Tennessee. My dad was in the Army in Korea. He came back from Korea and married my mom. They moved to Cincinnati, and we grew up sort of in the Cincinnati area. My dad was hooked on the banjo from the first time he heard flat Flatton Scruggs with Bill Monroe on the Opry, and he worked at an automobile plant by the day and picked the banjo at night. And he had, you know, some issues in life from the war, PTSD. He suffered a nervous breakdown because of his issues with the war. He turned his life over to Jesus. He was called to preach, began to pastor, and started a bluegrass gospel group called the Friendship Trio in the Cincinnati area that sounded a whole lot like Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. And I grew up listening to the music and traveled with them to the appointments and all the records and the radio and all that kind of stuff. But I never really played music, but I had an interest in it. Mm-hmm. But when we moved to Tennessee, when my dad wanted to get away from the city life, he came back home to Tennessee, and I got the bug to play around the age of 16 or so, but I didn't tell anybody. I was working on it on my own, and I didn't let anybody know it, but I was already learning stuff. When I graduated high school, I went to a school in Harrogate, Tennessee, called Lincoln Memorial University. And by the way, that's where Dr. Ralph Stanley got his doctorate.
I knew I'd heard that before. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was at the school when he received the doctorate degree. But my English professor was a banjo teacher. There was an elective course at LMU in banjo. So I wasn't too good at English. So my English instructor liked my banjo playing, and he said, "You be my star student, and I'll give you a better grade in English." So we had a pretty good deal going on right there.
That's great.
The banjo actually helped him. What do you know?
Yeah. Usually it's really
the other way around.
It didn't make me any money, but it got me a good grade. What about that?
That's awesome.
I was going to say, it's hard to keep the banjo a secret trying to learn that.
That's true.
Well, I found a way to do it when nobody was home. So, long story short, I took that elective course, and by the time that semester was over, I was pretty well playing whatever I wanted to play. And my dad made me a deal. He said, "If you learn how to play it, we'll go buy you a banjo." And so that's what we did. We went and he bought me a good banjo, a nice Baldwin banjo. And we started I dropped out of school, by the way. We started a family group called the Bruce Family. My mom, my dad, myself, and a cousin of mine, and we played in that group for a while until we started another group that kind of drifted away from the gospel sound and went into regular bluegrass. But been playing music for most of my life, since around the age of 16, and I'm bumping 70 now, so I've been playing a long time.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, well, we love your sound and just love what you're doing. It's so cool that you get to play with your family. The people I see on the album cover of A Family Tradition, so that's your son and daughter-in-law. Who are the other who are the other ones on there?
My son is playing the guitar. His name is Andrew Bruce.
Okay.
My son-in-law, Lucas Alderman, is playing the bass guitar.
Okay.
That's my granddaughter, Eden Alderman, that plays the fiddle with us.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Whitney, sings vocals. She doesn't play in the group, but she does sing the vocal parts.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my great friends that I played music with probably most of my life is Bob Powell, and he plays the mandolin. He's a great player and a great guy.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Awesome.
So do you have to really discipline your granddaughter to call it a fiddle, since she's so used to calling it a violin?
You know, I don't call it a fiddle to her face, just to you guys, okay?
Okay, we'll keep your secret with us.
You can tell her there's the only difference between a fiddle and a violin is a fiddle or a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And that's the way we say it over here, too.
That's right. The fiddle's just a violin with attitude, anyway.
That's right, that's right.
Boy, ain't that the truth. That's exactly right.
Now, I heard you say your dad bought you a Baldwin banjo. Is it one of them ball bearing or whatever they called them back then?
No, he actually bought a C model Baldwin, which was kind of, if you're familiar, Josh, with the D model Baldwins were a more fancy, ornate, gold-plated
yep.
banjo that Larry McNeely and mm-hmm. Bobby Thompson and people like that played back in the 60s and 70s.
Yep.
Well, I got the cheaper model of that one, but it was a really good banjo, and it was a great step up for me because I took a little K banjo up to LMU with me. And if you can play that thing, you can play anything. So it was a real step up for me.
That's awesome.
Definitely a step up.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned Bobby, because Bobby Thompson, there's so many people that don't realize how good he was, because he was always, I mean, back in the day when you heard a country track with banjo on it, it was Bobby Thompson playing, and he always played that Baldwin.
Yeah, think about the Hee Haw theme song, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bobby Thompson, you know, and that's one of the best sounds that you'll ever hear for a banjo. When you hear Hee Haw kick on, man, you know that's Bobby Thompson playing, yeah. And he's playing that Baldwin banjo. So
he's also
my dad was a Baldwin guy. This is a crazy story, by the way, Josh, is the Baldwin Company was based in Cincinnati, Ohio at this time. And my dad's group got acquainted with the sales rep for the Baldwin Company. His name was Myron Koenig. And my dad actually didn't buy a C model Baldwin. He bought a B model Baldwin. A B model Baldwin is just the dots in the inlay, you know, in the neck. So my dad said, this is a great banjo that I've got here. But he said, it's so plain, it needs some inlay. So Myron Koenig, the sales rep for Baldwin, took that banjo and developed the C model inlay and put it in my dad's banjo. And that's the origination of the C model Baldwin banjo.
Wow.
My dad's Baldwin was the prototype for that banjo.
Huh. That's awesome.
So the one I later got from that he bought me was a prototype from my dad's original banjo.
Hmm. That is so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So what do you play now mostly?
Looks like a three in this picture.
Yeah, I've got it's a 29 three that I converted, put a five string neck on it, dropped the tone ring in it, and it's a pretty good banjo. It sounds pretty good. It's one that I've got really acquainted with and accustomed to. It's kind of like, you know, it's probably not the best flathead banjo that's ever been made, but it's kind of the one that I like and I take to it really well.
Well, that sounds awfully good. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure appreciate that. I really do.
So do you guys get to, I mean, being so involved in your church, obviously, do y'all get to travel and play much? Or obviously you got to be back to church on Sunday.
You know, it's kind of a sticky situation that all of us are involved in ministry in the church. So if one of us are gone, we're all gone. So we don't get to go too much.
Yeah.
And that's one regret that I have about it, is because that we are so tied up with the church work. And I don't mean it in the wrong way. We're thankful to be there, and we want to be there. But, you know, it does keep us kind of tied down, and we don't get to go as much as we'd like to. A lot of local places and churches and things of that nature. But, you know, we don't get to travel a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of it over the years, but we don't get to anymore.
Well, I tell you, if there's somebody that's going to keep you from traveling the world, I believe Jesus would be a good one to stay at home for.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I believe that too. And even when we had our Bluegrass Gospel group that went for 30 years called New Harvest, we made it a ministry, and we wanted it to be a ministry, and we got an opportunity to see a lot of people's lives touched and changed, and that's what it's all about for me, and that's what it's continuing to be with this family group. So
awesome.
We're thankful, and we hope that we can touch people with the songs and what we do. We may not get to travel as much, but hopefully people like Tim will keep playing us so that people can hear what we've got.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, it's worked well for this other band that people probably heard of called Casting Crowns. They don't travel on Sundays because they all got to be back at church. So, So,
our family, you know.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Really are. We're proud of them.
I will say that if you've never seen the recent documentary about Casting Crowns, I highly recommend it. It's very, very good. So it's
right.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we love what you're doing for sure. Do y'all have any new music that you're working on?
Back on topic, Tim.
Yeah, sorry, rabbit. Squirrel. I'm a big Casting Crowns fan, but I love bluegrass music. But I love Casting Crowns. But y'all got some new music.
We have the new project called A Family Tradition, of course, that was just released. That was earlier this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 6-song EP, and we have plans probably to release 4 or 5 of those as singles, and we're also working to get back in the studio to record 4, 5, 6 more songs to add to that project. It's kind of, we released it as a CD just to go out and, you know, people ask for these songs when we play out in public, so we put it on a disc so we can sell those, but we have intentions to add to it to make it a full CD so that when people buy it, they can get their money's worth. You know, we want to bless people for sure. And we've got some great songs to add to it, and we're looking forward to doing that in the near future.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, man, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. We're gonna keep playing this music, keep promoting it, and we love what you're doing. And
yes, thank you for doing what you do.
Yes, sir, man.
We need more people out there like you.
I really appreciate it. And well, Josh, listen, I really am a big fan of your playing and singing. I mean, seriously.
Well, thank you.
Even though I'm quite a bit older than you, and I've been around, a lot longer than you. I remember when you were coming up and seeing you guys as the kids of bluegrass, you know, and yeah. I thought, man, those guys are so good. And look how, you know, let me just put it honestly. Look how God has put talent in you to do Absolutely. What you do. And I'm so thankful to be able to talk with you and to tell you how much I appreciate your talent, your ability. And I know that you would agree with me that it's God-given.
Absolutely.
And that's a blessing, a really great blessing.
Yes, it is. And thank you for saying that. I really appreciate you saying that.
Well, I can imagine how proud your family has been of you over the years, coming along the way you did and just burning up anything you pick up in your hands. And
well, I tell you,
you can sing.
My dad was my biggest fan, you know, and he took me all over the country to be able to play that banjo or whatever it was I had at the time. And you know, up till the day that he passed away, he would have done that. So he was my biggest fan. He was always proud.
And I have the same experience with my dad because I resisted playing until I was in my, you know, later teens. Mm-hmm. And so when this instrumental album came out in 22, what I know now, my dad was on his deathbed, and he was so excited about what we were doing, and he got to hear the tracks before that he passed away, and he was so thrilled, so excited, and several of those tunes, we were blessed to get those on the bluegrass charts, and even though he didn't get to know that, I know he would have been pleased that the songs that we did, that he got to hear, you know, that many people got to hear. So I'm thankful, really thankful that he was my biggest fan as well.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, we'd like to play one of your songs as we let you go. And
what happened?
I don't know. I just went through puberty all of a sudden. you want to play one off your new album here, or just let us know?
That'd be super, man. I'd be glad for you to do that.
Which one? You got a request? I can play either one of them.
I've got a new single out called The Pool of Bethesda that is the first cut that we have on the project. So my dad and myself wrote that song, and I'm really proud of it. It's all just about straight out of the Bible, so I think people would like that one.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I've got it queued up right here, and we'll, as we let you go, and thank you for all you do for bluegrass music, and thank you for spending some time with us, we'll play Pool of Bethesda.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
thank
Steve.
You.
Have a good night, buddy.
You too. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jesus came to the pool of Bethesda, where a multitude of sick folks did lay. It seems they were waiting for the troubling of the water, for the angel of the Lord came down that day. Then he looked upon one man with compassion, knew he'd been a long time that way, and to told him to arise, and he took up his bed and walked that very day. He said, 38 long years I've been waiting for the season for the angel of the Lord to come down. But I had no one to put me in the water when it's trouble, and I get lost in the crowd. Like no one really cares. Well, don't give up, just put your trust in Jesus. You will find he's a friend who's always near. There's too many people changing like the weather. Seems they don't know which way to go. Well, some they're still waiting at the pool of Bethesda. They're waiting for the angel yet to come. He said, 38 long years I've been waiting for the season for the angel of the Lord to come down. But I have no one to put me in the water when it's trouble, and I get lost in the crowd. Well, friend, don't put your trust in people. If you do, they'll only let you down. Trust in Jesus, there's no waiting for the season. No one will be left out. No one will be left out. No one will be left out. No one will be left out.
And there is Steve Bruce, the Steve Bruce Band.
Very nice.
New album called A Family Tradition. Just came out, so be sure and stream that everywhere it's available. And if you see them out somewhere, buy a CD and check them out. So thank you so much, Steve, for being a part of this episode, and we love talking to you. So we have drawn to the end of another Hometown Bluegrass Show. Hit the brakes, boy.
Slam on the brakes.
That's right.
Lock them up.
That's right. So, again, we want to close the show out with just sending our prayers again to all of those affected by Hurricane Helene in Western North Carolina and East Tennessee and East Kentucky. And so remember them in your prayers, folks. And any way you can help, donate, or your time or your money, please help all these people. And the bluegrass community always pulls together in time of need, and that's just what family's all about. So, well,
I actually have a text thread going on right now with the boys from Southern Legacy, and that we're putting together a benefit show.
Cool.
For them. So
that's awesome. Well, that's so good to hear, and I'm sure others will join suit in that, and hopefully we can raise lots of money to help support these families who've been so devastated with tragic loss, that's for sure. So, Well, thank you, folks. I hope you have a great weekend, a great week, and we appreciate you listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Well, we sure do.
My name is Tim Batch.
I'm Josh Williams, and we sure have had a good time. And glad to have you all with us.
That's right.
You want to let old Mordecai take him home?
Take us home, Mordecai. God bless y'all.
Thank y'all.
Been a Bats Creative Audio production.